Welcome home. I love, don't you love that song? I'm glad Nancy found that version of it. I love that song. I loved all the songs. Hallelujah. I was sitting there thinking, now I know what was behind me is just our faithful few. Do people not know you have church Sunday nights? You know, they think, well, God, I gave you a couple hours Sunday morning. That should suffice. But it doesn't. God said he wants all of Sunday. Just not a few hours in the morning. Now, whenever we had revival all the time, they was here Sunday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But see, they only came out because the miracles were happening. You understand that they weren't coming out because they loved God that much. They were coming out because they needed something from God. And they were hoping that it was going to happen. Well, whatever floats their boat and whatever gets them out, you know. I sat there and said, God, you got to deal with these people. I'm sorry, a couple hours Sunday morning does not get you what you need. Did you look? I love to watch these videos because did you see that one guy? He had to take his guitar off because he needed to have more freedom. They just sing themselves happy, don't they? I love that. We need to see then how the anointing really works. And there's just some people that I watch that the anointing's just not there. You know, the songs are nice, but the anointing's not there. And so that's why I believe a lot of people can't dance in the house of God, is because they aren't really full of the anointing of God, and therefore they just sort of sit stiff, you know. I really do believe that. Because when you're full of the anointing, you have to move. You just have to move. You just can't sit there. All right, so now I stepped on your toes, so I'll let that alone now for a while. Let you sort of chew on that till next week, all right. I just love it when I see people go up the altar and dance. I really do. That just does something for me. And it just gets me excited. And I hope it gets you excited. And then I hope you get other people excited. And then I hope we get a lot of people saved and they get excited. And we just have one big excited America, right? I love you. Jesus loves you. Right now, he's just fallen upon you, if you don't know that. There's an anointing just dropped in there, and he's fallen upon you. Just drink that anointing in right now. Come on, just drink that anointing in. I am that I am. And I am here tonight to let you know that I see your faithfulness. I see your struggles. I see your tears as you struggle. I hear you when you cry out to me, God, Father, will I ever make it? Will I ever be what you call me for to be? And I tell you this night, little ones, yes, you will. You are making it. You are becoming what I have called you to be. I speak to you, I encourage you, I chastise you, I laugh with you, because we are all one, you and I. You are my friends, and I'm hoping that I am your friend. And I'm always there in your times of need and your trials, your tribulations. I already know what's ahead of you before you ever arrive. I have been giving you knowledge of what's lying ahead of you in the last couple months because I want you to learn to listen to my still small voice and understand that I will lead, guide, and direct you all the days of your life, just not every now and then. I have paved a way for you in the wilderness. And yes, you are walking in the wilderness. You are walking on the road that I have laid out before you, but you are bringing others with you also, and you don't even understand it. Not only I am watching over you, but Your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, everyone is watching how you're walking. If you mention my name, it immediately brings them to full attention, and then they start watching you. I understand that you don't quite understand all that I've called you forth to do, but I also understand that you're trying to understand what I've called you forth to do. This is an hour where there's much urgency in the atmosphere. This is the hour when everyone is running to and fro that do not know me. They are walking in bewilderment. There's no hope. There's no hope out there for the lost and the dying. But I have you. I have you handful. You are the handful of my chosen ones. You are my disciples. And I have trained you in the ways that I want you to go. Yes, you do falter, and yes, you do fall at times, but each and every time you get yourself up and you brush yourself on and you repent, and we go on. There's going to come a day, a time, and an hour when you won't fall. You won't fall not or falter not one time. You will be so steadfast and so sure in your walk with me that the enemy will not be able to trip you up. He could not trip up my son Jesus, but he did trip up his disciples. But once when my son was gone, the disciples became strong, steadfast, and the enemy could no longer trip them up. They knew what they had to do, and they undergirded themselves in my truth, and they went forward. And this is what I am doing with you. I am undergirding you with my truth. I brought you into the garden so I could strip you of all those things that were hindering you and making you walk in doubt and unbelief. And I am cleaning you up totally and perfectly. And when you get through with your garden experience, you'll be just like my son Jesus. And there will be absolutely nothing that will hold you back. Absolutely nothing that can stop you. You don't understand. You don't see what I see. But as you each stand together in a line, each one of you are in this room this day, you are a wall of fire that the enemy cannot go through. As you hold each other's hands and you hold each other's arms up when you grow weary, it is a wall of fire that the enemy cannot touch. You have begged and you have pleaded with me, and I've heard you. And I say unto you, in a wink of my eye, all things that hinder will be taken from you. I am teaching you right now how to stand in perfect faith, not seeing any breakthrough, but just knowing that it's there. It is perfect faith that will take you through the trying times ahead. Because as you pass through your garden experience and you come out victorious as my son Jesus, carrying your cross and saying, thy will be done, that total victory has been won in your life. There are many on the road of destruction that can be saved. There are even some that have fallen into the fire that I will send you to pull them out of the fire. Destruction is on all sides, but you, my chosen vessels, are flames of fire that I have already sent forth to destroy the wickedness around about you. Your light, even though you can't see it, your light has become so bright that demons flee in your presence. Your light dispels all darkness. You don't see these things as I see them, but I am telling you a truth. They are there. You are true warriors of the cross. You have truly come through the furnaces of affliction over and over and over again. I have brought you to a high place in me. I have brought you to a place that the enemy knows that he cannot touch you. The only thing left is for you to know that the enemy cannot touch you. When he comes All you have to do is just laugh in his face if you want. Shake your head and say, sorry, door is not open today. Whatever it is you feel like saying, get rid of him. He knows he cannot come in unless you allow him in. This is a victory time in my churches. A victory march should be marched every service. Victory songs need to be sung right now because the enemy is raging and he knows he cannot touch you. And as you sing the victory songs, he will back away and back away and back away until he will not ever again come into my houses of true worship and praise. Don't you hear the thunder rolling? Don't you hear the mighty wind blowing? Can't you feel the rush of the rain that is falling from heaven? I am pouring out upon you the former latter rain like I have never poured out upon you before. You see, little ones, you are a chosen generation, a generation that's going to lead other generations into victory after victory after victory. There will be no more darkness in my houses. There will be total light and total freedom. And as the world hears this and sees this, they will come into the light because they are so tired of the darkness. And you are my light bearers. You are the ones that I have chosen. Do you not understand that you are my elite that I talked about this morning? Do you not understand I knew where you were at when I pulled you out of the miry clay? I knew all about you. Didn't I wonderfully form you in your mother's womb? Did I not breathe my life into your nostrils? Oh, I know the side roads that you went down before this night. I knew all about them before you knew about them. But I also knew where you were going to end up at. And you've ended up in a good place in me. You ended up in a solid place in me. I did not take life away just because you're my child. You still have to walk through life. You still have to endure the hardship and the pain. The tears will still flow, but that does not make you not my child. You are my chosen vessel. And just as my son came down to this earth and he had to endure the hardships and the pain, the rejection, the sorrow, but he's sitting in heavenly places with me right now. You will go through the same thing. And one day you will sit in heavenly places with me also. This is a time that chains will be broken off of those who are bound. All you will have to do is stand before them and say, in the name of Jesus. And every chain will fall. Every mind will be made clear. And every heart that was heavy and cold will come to life and burn with new life. You will bring the fire to these lost and dying ones. You will be the ones that thought there was nowhere to go but to hell. You will go to the ones who are trying to commit suicide. You will go to the ones who are so downtrodden they can't even lift their own selves up out of the dirt. You will be the ones, little one, you will be the ones that I will send to the lost, the dying, and the downtrodden, the sick, and the forlorn. Every trial and tribulation that you have gone through is a testimony. And as you go forth, you will see that those who are lost and dying going through the very same things that you went through, and you will be able to minister to them because you've been there. You've done that, and now you're where you are, standing by my side, holding my hand, going forth victoriously, defeating the enemy on every side. The winds will continue to blow. You will hear the thunder and you will see the lightning, because that is my signs to my people that I am in control and I am with you. Oh, the fire will grow stronger and stronger and stronger, and the light from the fire will be brighter and brighter and brighter, and it will drive the enemy back. It will drive the enemy back, clear back to extinction. You are the ones. Rejoice in that. You are the ones. And I tell you, wherever you go, I will speak the words that need to be spoken. I will control your tongue. And little ones, when your heart is heavy, come to me, because I have laid that burden upon your heart. It, you will find out it's always about something that is about to happen, or it's about something about a loved one that you've been praying for. There are going to be great signs, wonders, and miracles occur all across the land, just not here and there, but all across the land. There'll be great signs, wonders, and miracles, and you will be part of this. This is a showdown time, and you will be part of the showdown. You will show the enemy how strong your Father truly is, and you will show the enemy how strong you truly are in me. And I tell you right now, the angelic host will come, and he will minister alongside of you, and he will help you fight your battles. The angels are all around about you. You need to ask me to open up your spiritual eyes to see them. I want you to see them. I just don't want you to hear about them. I want you to literally see them. Right now, they are in this sanctuary. They are standing in different positions in this sanctuary. Ask me to let you see them. Ask me to open up your spiritual eyes right now and your spiritual understanding, and understanding what thus saith your Father. No more backing off. No more making excuses. You are here because I determined you to be here. You aren't here because you determined you were going to be here. I brought you here. I picked you up out of the miry clay because this was your season. This was your timing. And this is the hour that you need to go forth and accomplish all that I have spoken over your life. And accomplish you will. Why? Because you have said to me, Father, I don't want to go back to the miry clay. I want to be where you want me to be, and I want to be doing what you want me to be doing. And I heard you, and I've been working with you individually, and I am bringing you to that place of solidity in me, and you will no longer slip this way and slip that way, but you will stay on the rock, and the rock does not sink. It is not sinking sand. Some of you say, well, you know, I just don't know about all this. That's fine. That's fine. If you still don't want to believe in me, that's fine too. Walk away. Just walk away. I won't say a word. Just walk away. But I know one thing. I have those in this room, and in the sound of my voice, they wouldn't walk away from me for nothing, because they know who their Father is, and they know what their Father has done for them. And they are going to stick like glue. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that what my word says? Why do you allow the enemy to constantly sway you this way and sway you that way? Come, come up higher. Come up where the enemy cannot come. And stand in my presence and seek my face. Those that I'm speaking to tonight have become un-double-minded. They are no longer double-minded. They are secure in their walk with me. And they are holding my hand tighter than they ever held it before, because they understand how strong the battle has become. And the battle will become stronger and stronger. And you who will not hold my hand and be secure in me, you are the ones that are going to have to fight these battles and lose. You won't win, you will lose, because you would not commit yourself 100% to me. You held back that little bit of flesh that I've been crying out for. Tonight, I say to you that have surrendered 100% to me, welcome home. Welcome into the kingdom of heaven, where you can abide continually. You ask me, I would like to take the journey to heaven and back. You're going to do that. And it's going to be at a very inopportune time, too. And I'm doing it that way just to show you that your little bit of doubt and unbelief is what was keeping you from making that journey back and forth to my home. But back and forth you will go, and you will bring the deep secrets of heaven to the people that live on this earth. And the things that you bring back will cause the unbeliever to believe. You've paid an ultimate price. And now I'm going to show you it was worth it all. I often say to you, come away, my beloved. But some of you come and some of you don't. Some of you say, well, just a little bit later, Father. Right now I have something else I have to do. I wish you would just come when I say so. I wish you would just drop everything you're doing and just come away with me at that given moment. So much I want to share with you. But you have to come to the third heaven. You have to walk through that open portal and come up hither with me. And then you and I, we will sit and we will talk. You and I, just you and I. You don't need the whole world. You don't need another person, just you and I. It's your walk with me and my walk with you. I love you. I really do love you. When my servant said, looked at you and said, I loved you. That was me saying that to you. And you didn't even understand that. But I say to you right now, I truly, truly do love you. Right into the very core of your being, with all of your flaws, I love you, saith your Father. Remember, no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. Absolutely, positively, none. I am with you. I am constantly intervening for you. I am ever by your side. My angelic arm is always on patrol, watching over you and fighting your battles for you. There are many, many times when you should have been taken out, but you were not, because the angelic host stopped the enemy's tactics. Come tonight, right now, flow with me. Just flow with me. Just forget about everything around about you. Just flow with me. And let's walk together right now. The Holy Spirit is there with you. Just walk with me. Come away with me in the spirit, to the spirit realm. Dine with me tonight. Dine with me tonight. Give me honor and give me glory. As I give you honor and give you glory. One day, every one of you in the sound of my voice, one day your name is going to be known throughout the land. Your name is already known in hell, and hell trembles every time you step forward to do something to take his camp out. But one day your names will be known throughout the land. You have people call you. You have people come to you. And they'll say, I heard of you. And I will have you pray for them. I will have you minister salvation to them. And you will see great hordes come into the heavenly realm. Just because you paid the ultimate price to be my child. Thank you. Some of you will find yourself doing the happy dance in your home. You'll find yourself doing the happy dance out in your yard. You even laugh at your own self at what you're doing. Because I'm just going to take you over and make you dance. I'm just going to make you leap and shout and run. Don't stop me. Just let me have control. Let me teach you how we dance in the heavenly realm. Let me teach you how happy we are in this heavenly realm. Heaven rejoices continually. There's never a moment of silence. Somebody's always rejoicing. I want you to learn to rejoice continually. I want people to know when they see you, oh no, here they come again. Here they come rejoicing. I want that people to say that about you. I want you to bring a ray of sunshine into any place where you walk. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And as you use that joy in the presence of others, it becomes their strength. Take the joy, little ones. Take the joy with you wherever you go. Never for one instant allow the enemy to steal your joy. A bunch of you have been roughnecks. I didn't take that out of you for a purpose. You're going to rough up the enemy. You're going to let him know what for. You're going to kick him in the teeth over and over and over again. And you do that because you want to set the captives free. No more abiding in the shadows. I have moved each one of you out into the light, right into the very center of the ring where all of hell can look at you, because I have you on display and I have said to them, look, these are the ones that's going to destroy your camp. And they are trembling as they look at you, for they know that I do not tell a lie. And they know that you are going to come after them with everything that you have in you. So rejoice. Just rejoice because you are in the ring, yes, and you are on display, yes, but that's the victory circle have you standing in. Victory after victory after victory. No devil in hell will be able to withstand the anointing that I am placing in you right this second. Receive it. I am placing within inside of you an anointing that destroys every yoke suddenly. Take it. This anointing will break the back of the enemy over and over and over again. Receive it right now. Receive the fullness of it. Right now, the anointing is breaking the yokes inside of you. All those things that held you back are being broken right now by that anointing that I'm placing within you. One day you'll stand before me, you will say, Father, but there was no price too big to pay for what you did for me. You understand why you had to go through all your tests and all your trials, all your tribulations. You'll understand. I want you to understand that this night, not wait until you stand in heavenly places. I want you to understand this night that everything you went through in the past was for this purpose, this night, this second. Many of you have learned this, the phrase that's in my word, all is well. All is well. It doesn't matter what's going on around about you. All is well because I have those circumstances all under my control. and all you have to do is keep walking on. Just be all that I've called you to be. Just stand. When you don't know what else to do, just stand in my presence and watch me defeat the enemy on all sides. Grace, 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 and mercy. I am endowing you with grace, 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 and mercy. This is what the lost need, is grace and mercy. I've already implanted my love within you. Now I'm giving you grace and mercy tonight. Unlimited grace and mercy. And God's saying there's unlimited provision in his storehouses in heaven. Whatever you need is there. Ask and then receive. Ask, receive. Believe before you ask. And once you can believe for it, then ask for it, then receive it. I have blessing after blessing after blessing. Storehouses packed full of the blessings in my heavenly realm. I'm just hearing God say, some of you, God is going to take to a secluded place in him. And in this secluded place, my little ones, I am going to pour into you like I did John the Revelator. I'm going to pour into you deep, deep secrets from heaven. And then I'm going to send you back to earth. And then I'm going to send you throughout the earth to reveal what I revealed to you. You are a chosen few that I can do this with. And I'm going to do that with you. It's a secluded place in me that not many ever find. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. How important is the richness of heaven to you? How much do you desire to know the deep secrets of heaven? You determine what I show you. But show you I shall. There's a few in here. There's 3, 4 in here. You have been seeking God's face and seeking God's face and seeking God's face for more of him, more revelation, because you don't want to lead anybody astray. God said he's going to supernaturally pull each one of you into the heavenly realm. He's going to do this like he did John the Revelator. And you're going to sit at his feet. And you will marvel at what he shows you. But he's going to cause you to come back and share it with your fellow saints. Thank you. You don't understand, you're right on the very precipice of the glory drop. The world is crying, we need the glory, we need the glory, we need the glory, but they don't understand what they're saying. And when the glory comes, they're not going to be able to handle it. That is why I have to send it at my time, in my season, not when the world wants it. I have been cleansing those that will be glory carriers. Not everybody will carry the glory. Everybody will feel the glory, but not everybody will carry the glory. I had to cleanse the vessels, cleanse them from inside out so I could pour my glory into them. I had to strip you from every ounce of pride. I had to take from you everything that would cause you to start exalting yourself instead of me. Because nobody, but nobody will get the glory. I am the Father and I drop the glory. I get praise for the glory, not you. Always direct the people to my Son Jesus, never to yourself, but to my Son Jesus. God's also saying that some of you in here, in the sound of my voice, you've hit a speed bump in your walk with God. You just feel like you don't know which way to turn. You don't know what's going on. And God said, that's him. My children, I had to cause you to hit the speed bump because you were going too fast. You were not going at my speed. You were going at your own speed. So I had to put a speed bump there and I had to slow you down. Because what I'm giving you, you need to get every ounce of it. You can't not get let any of it drop off. You have to have it all. And God's saying, all of you who are grieved in spirit, he's taken that grieving away from you right now. And he's placed it with his pure joy, his peace, his sanctification, all of himself. There's a wave of God's glory going through here right now. Just let it touch you right now. Let that wave of glory touch you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, what God wants to do right now is if your heart is not humble before him, he wants to move upon you and humble your heart right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I'm dropping the fresh manna right now. Receive the fresh manna right now, my children. Eat my heavenly food. Eat it to your full. Don't waste one drop of what I've done here to you tonight. Holy Spirit's hovering over some of you. God singled some of you out, and the Holy Spirit's hovering over you, and the Holy Spirit's drawing you to himself. You're not hot, you're not cold, and God doesn't want you lukewarm, so He sent the Holy Spirit to pull you. Yield to that drawing right now. Let God draw you to Himself right now. Listen very intently right now, because God said He's whispering your name, testing you to see if you can hear His still small voice. Father God, seal what you just did with the blood of Jesus. Wrap them, Father God, in that blanket right now. I see God just wrapping you and everybody in one big blanket and drawing us up into the heavenly realm. Father, I truly do thank you for ministering to your people tonight. I thank you, Father, that during praise and worship, you said you wanted to talk to your people tonight. I thank you for coming, and I thank you for talking to us, Father. And now, Father, we just thank you for your love for us, for your peace, your grace, your long suffering, for drawing us even closer to your bosom tonight. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, that makes this all possible. We submit every part of ourselves, Father God, to what you did this night.